For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Ronald, good morning. I'm glad we could get you on here because, man, I want to be nice about this. Your email was a little...
We're confused.
Yeah.
We're just a bit confused.
Well, let's start with the basics here. All right. How did you meet Terry?
So... yeah, one of my friends introduced Terry and I, and, you know, basically, I mean, I want to say, you know, that, look, my friend and Terry were hanging out, and she was kind of, you know, griping about not being able to meet any good quality guys or, you know, this and that. And he starts to kind of, you know, starts talking me up, and, you know, long story short, he sent me her number and said, you know, she was interested in meeting up. So, you know, I was down because, you know, I figured, you know, I'll take a shot in the dark and see where this goes. I'm not really in a position to turn down any date.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what that means exactly, but you did end up going out, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Boss man that I am, I took her to SeaWorld on the first date.
Hey.
You know, it just seemed like a fun time either way, you know, even if there's like no chemistry or, you know, there's no vibe or, you know, attraction, it would kind of be hard to have a bad time at a theme park. Plus, you know, Shamu, dolphins.
Right.
I don't know about those. You gotta watch those.
but minus, y'all had a pretty good time then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, it was a blast.
From there, more dates or?
Yeah, we went on a few more and we went out a couple more times and, you know, just had fun. It was a lot of fun. She's real easy to talk to. She's got great sense of humor. Honestly, there was nothing like physical going on or anything. I didn't make any moves, but yeah, you know, I was into her. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yeah. So this is where I remember it kind of going off the rails. And this might just be my reading comprehension. But this whole thing ends with you in a dentist's office. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So I ever mentioned what she did for a living, did I?
No.
She's a dental hygienist and
okay.
So she was kind of going off venting to me a little bit just about her typical day, I guess, and you know, I was just trying to contribute to the conversation and commiserate and all that. And I hadn't told her before for you know, whatever reason, and I wasn't ashamed of it necessarily, but I kind of let it slip that I haven't been to the dentist in 10 years.
Well, dude, believe it or not, man, it's more common than you think.
Yeah, ask Frito how long he waited. it's you plus 7.
Holy 17 years, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a whole thing, but but there are people who go like once in their lives. It's not to be done. It's not as weird as you think.
That's what Terry kept saying, too. You know, she's like, look, just come on in and, you know, I'll clean it all up in there. And I was, you know, I was hesitant. But listen, I hate the dentist. I mean, that's why I haven't been in 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
But she almost, I mean, she just wouldn't take no for an answer. And that kind of bothered me a little bit. I was like, hey, like, ease off a little bit. You know, I'm not looking for that. Like, she just kept going, like, you know, telling me all the things she's seen. Like, she's like, you know, don't be scared. And I'm like, don't be scared. Like, she's like, come on in. She said she wasn't going to judge me. But still, that's a, you know, that's
a lot.
Kind of a lot.
Man. So you're scared of the dentist. You're afraid of the dentist. How bad is it?
I'm terrified. Like ever since I was a kid, bad as in what? Like, I mean, I feel like it just depends on who you ask, but I'm afraid of this. This is, you know, it didn't put me in the best light. That was my real fear.
Well, did you end up going?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And, it really sucked. I knew it had been a while and she's like shoving needles in there and, you know, they ended up finding some things that just, you know, it weren't great.
Fine.
You know, I needed a few, a few extractions. And honestly, I don't think I handled it well, man. I might've been a little, you know, not,
wow.
I didn't handle it well at all.
All right. Well, okay. Do you want to describe? How do you mean?
I don't know, man. Like I said, it sucked in every possible way that it could suck. I don't know, man. Ever since then, she's just not feeling it anymore.
Okay, so what exactly do you think is going on here?
Man, I don't know. I mean, maybe she feels bad about the whole thing. You know, like, maybe it's awkward. It was awkward for me. Maybe it was awkward for her or something. Right? I mean, maybe she just doesn't know how to handle the fact that her coworkers had to witness her date and my little outburst. And, you know, I guess I want to apologize for my behavior and show her that I'm not that guy. And I want to keep dating her, you know?
Well, let's get her on the phone and we'll explain all that. We'll talk to Terry coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Ronald ended up in a dentist chair on his date, which is weird.
Hey, you know, whatever.
Very weird.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, first time going. Your first time going was also traumatic.
True.
If memory serves.
It wasn't a fun trip.
It wasn't even one time. You had to go back over like a series
of times.
And Ronald said he had to get extractions, which there's no way they did them then. So I don't know if this is like an ongoing thing for him.
But I do not know.
Terry's a dental hygienist, and all of a sudden, she's not returning his calls.
Yeah.
It was her idea.
Yeah.
To get him to come in. So he's worried. Maybe she pushed too hard. Maybe she saw something she didn't like. Who knows? Let's get her on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Terry?
Yeah, this is.
Okay, Terry, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today because someone actually entered you to win this date night package that we like to give away here. So the cool thing about it is you actually get to pick, like, whatever you want for a night out, okay? Where you go, what you do, that is all up to you. And we will cover it. We'll pay for everything. But you do have to agree to use it with the person who entered you for it, like, in the first place. Does that make sense?
Like, it's just some random guy?
Well, no, he's not totally random. You've actually been out with him before several times, I think. We do make that a requirement so we can get, you know, some sleep at night.
That helps.
Anyway, his name is Ronald. Ronald. Do you know who we're talking about? Can't imagine you know too many Ronalds.
Yeah, I do. Okay, all right.
All right. Well, I hear conflicted. Is that what I'm hearing, or?
I mean, yeah, a bit, you know. I liked the guy, and I feel bad about it, but I just saw some things I don't think I can get over.
Okay.
Okay, is this because I cried when y'all were numbing me up?
Sorry, you cried,
Ronald,
dude?
I cried.
Ronald.
yeah, sorry. He's on the phone.
Was that it? You don't want to date a crier?
No, that's stupid. I honestly thought it was kind of cute. It was the rest that just, it really just threw me for a loop, okay? Like, he told you he came in for a cleaning, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He also told us it was your idea and that you kind of strong-armed into it, basically.
Yeah, you were kind of pushy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but you have to go to the dentist, okay? Like, he waited 10 years. That's a long time. Like, too long, you know?
I do. Frito doesn't.
I know now.
Well, yeah, it's important. And I see some, okay? Like, the one thing I tell people who haven't been in a while, I'm always like, I guarantee you I've seen worse. I've smelled worse. Oh, like, seriously,
God.
Just make the appointment. But right. With Ronald, I don't know. I was just getting in there and seeing everything, and didn't he mention he was going to have 4 teeth extracted? Like, it
4.
Just wasn't, yeah, 4. And it's not that it was just plaque buildup. I mean, I'm wondering if he even brushed his teeth at all, ever. And that's a mouth I kissed. I can't stop thinking about that.
Oh.
Okay, like, so what? Like, then you lied. You said you weren't going to judge me for this. And here you are. Like, you're totally judging me right now. And like, I brush my teeth, thank you, all the time. I even floss once in a while. I mean,
oh, well.
Look, I'm sorry. Normally, I'm removed from the situation. I don't know the person in my chair, but I know it's a gross job. I know it's a gross job at times. It's never been the mouth of somebody I'm crushing on or somebody that I've gone out with, you know? And I didn't think it would be a problem, but it kind of became quite a problem.
So you're saying you just aren't into him anymore because his teeth were that bad? Like, are they better now?
Yeah, isn't this something you could help with?
Right.
But he's a grown man. okay? Like, I can't show him how to brush his teeth at this point. Like, if he doesn't know how by now, he ain't learning it. And I don't like to say it because he's a great guy and really fun and all of that, but it's a massive turnoff to me, you know? I'm sorry, I don't know what else to say. Like, he's got teeth missing, and I want a nice smile in a man, you know, with nice, shiny, big teeth, you know? That's a big deal to me. Like, what am I supposed to do now? You know, like I feel like I'm in a tough situation.
Okay. Well, you don't think this is something that you can get over? I mean, like, I get it. It's a turnoff today, but
yeah,
in the future, you know, if he keeps up those appointments,
right? Put him with someone else.
Yeah, now, some other hygienist, like down the road. Maybe this isn't a huge deal. Veneers.
Yes,
right, or whatever they are.
I mean, this sounds like fixable. He's open to making the changes you, I guess, require.
And plus, look, it's teeth. Like, I mean, they're just teeth. And only one of them you even notice is missing. I mean, can we move on from there? Let me take you out again. And I will continue to brush and I will continue to see a different dentist from now on.
Well, look, guys, let's take some calls, okay? Like, people are already lining up to weigh in on this. So let's see what they have. Can y'all hang on the line for us for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.